Member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Most of us take breathing for granted. We do it all day, every day, for as long as we're alive. For the average person, this action happens between 12 and 20 times in every minute. We don't think much about it, it just happens. It's usually only when we have trouble breathing that we really notice what we're doing and how important it is. It's that trouble breathing that we want to think about. In particular, we want to think about asthma and how it can affect you. Surveys and studies have been conducted in several countries. These studies have found that between 8 and 9% of the population is troubled by asthma. For some, this is a now-and-then kind of problem. For others, it is a very regular and troubling happening. So what is asthma? What causes it? Can it be cured or just helped? In the first place, asthma tends to persist or to keep happening. One reference defines asthma as a chronic lung disease that inflames and narrows the airways. Some doctors describe it slightly differently as a chronic inflammatory disease of the airway. Both descriptions say roughly the same thing. Many people have mild forms of asthma, but at its worst, asthma is a long-term disease that makes it difficult for you to breathe. What medical people describe as the airways are basically tubes that carry the air in and out of your lungs. Sometimes these tubes, these airways, become inflamed and swollen. They also become very sensitive to substances that are inhaled. When these substances come into contact with the walls of the airways or the lungs of a person with asthma, the inflammation increases and swells. This makes it more and more difficult to breathe. These substances, as we have called them, that cause problems for someone with asthma are also called triggers. That's because they trigger asthma symptoms. Unfortunately, the list of triggers that can cause asthma reactions is fairly long. It also varies from person to person. Some people have several triggers. Others have just one thing that triggers their asthma. Dust can be a major problem. Things like feathers and cockroaches can contribute to the problem. So can certain chemicals which may be found in the air or in food. Mold and pollen and tobacco smoke are also high on the trigger list. If there are pets or other animals in the vicinity, that can also be something that can cause difficulties for a person with asthma. This would mainly be because of the pet hair or dander. Catching a cold is not a good idea for anyone, but especially for someone with asthma. If you have asthma, it should be a priority for you to try hard to identify the trigger or triggers that affect you so that you and your doctor can do something about it. If you happen to be sensitive to house dust, a good step for reducing that dust would be to remove all carpeting from the floors. Remove the inevitable dust from the floors by vacuuming regularly. Cover bedding with allergy-proof covers to cut down on your exposure to dust mites in the bedding. Use only detergents or other cleaning materials that are not perfumed or scented in any way. Tobacco smoke can be a serious problem for many asthma sufferers, so avoid it and avoid places where it can be encountered. Now, this may be very difficult in some cities and some countries. Unfortunately, some things like that are out of your control. If you have to be there, then you have to find ways of working around the problem. Perhaps medication can help. In your home or the place where you stay, if possible, keep the relative humidity low. An air conditioner could help. High humidity can boost the breeding of dust mites and other insects that leave droppings. Those could add to the allergens that trigger your asthma. Is exercise okay? Or can that be a problem? Unfortunately, that is on the list of possible triggers. How about weather and changes in the weather? Can that be an asthma trigger? The answer is yes. Probably this would happen more often when the weather and temperatures change to cold. A person with asthma has to be careful of some medications. This includes even over-the-counter painkillers such as aspirin or anti-inflammatory medicines such as ibuprofen and others that are similar. For some people, these can also trigger asthma reactions. And then there are strong emotional situations, like stress. These can complicate life for an asthma sufferer. What actually causes asthma? Well, apparently no one really knows. There are many theories. Some feel that genetic factors play a part. In other words, if one of your parents or other near relatives has asthma, there's a chance that you could inherit a tendency to get asthma yourself. It could be that you have a weakness or tendency for developing allergies. You might have had some respiratory infections as a child. Some feel that factors in the environment may play a part, especially if you have a weakness in your lungs or airways. In other words, you might come in contact with certain particles in the atmosphere which trigger an allergy reaction. This could develop into asthma in some people. Many people who have asthma attacks can have periods of time between those attacks in which they're free of symptoms. During those times, they can be relatively comfortable and breathe quite freely. Asthma attacks can last for a very short time, like a few minutes, or it's possible for an attack to last for several days. This is when it can become dangerous if the flow of air is severely restricted. Symptoms of an asthma attack can include many not-so-delightful happenings. One is shortness of breath. This can generally get worse with exercise or vigorous activities. Wheezing is another symptom. It may happen in what the experts call episodes, which is another word for a period of time, with more periods of time when there are no such symptoms. Wheezing can be worse in the early morning or possibly at night. For some reason, the wheezing may go away on its own, at least for a time. Breathing in cold air usually makes the wheezing worse. So does exercise. There are drugs, though, that can be taken which relieves the symptoms of wheezing. There's one characteristic of the wheezing episodes that is definitely not very pleasant. They can begin very suddenly, without warning. What we've mentioned so far have been what we would call normal symptoms of asthma. There are, in addition, some symptoms which are classified as emergencies. These would include extreme difficulty in breathing, a very rapid pulse, perhaps very strong or severe anxiety because of shortness of breath, a bluish color to the lips, and drowsiness or confusion during an asthma attack. If the asthma attack is severe, you will need emergency medical treatment. It might even require some time in a hospital with oxygen breathing assistance. Medications will be essential. So what should you do if you have asthma attacks from time to time? First, you should know which symptoms of asthma you should watch out for. Second, and this is important, know which triggers can make your asthma worse and what you should do if you have an asthma attack because of one of those triggers. Third, know your symptoms so that you can be alerted when your asthma is getting worse. Know when it is time to call a doctor or other medical professional. Remember, drug treatments can now allow most people with asthma to lead relatively normal lives. They can prevent or treat most episodes. If you're traveling to another country for a period of time as part of your work assignment, and asthma is a problem you have to deal with, then spend some time planning what you need and what you need to do. Know your medications, know your triggers, know how to deal with environment factors that you have to encounter on a daily basis. For example, it may be that the air pollution levels where you're living or where you need to visit on assignment are severe enough that you need to change your plans. Air pollution in cities like Cairo, Lagos, Beijing, Istanbul, La Paz, Mumbai, and Mexico City, and many other large population areas, can often be major problems for someone with asthma. If you're living in another country far from home right now and asthma has been part of your life for some time, then it is likely you have asthma medication of some kind with you. If you're on a relatively short trip, then be sure you have an adequate supply of your medications. If your stay is long-term, then get to know the names of medications which you can get in your host country that are the same as the ones that your own home doctor has prescribed for you. Be sure they're exactly the same in ingredients and quantities per dose. In some countries, a medication which you are used to using may be combined with some other ingredient. This may be good and acceptable for some, but it may or may not be good for you. There's not enough space or time here for us to give you all the possible brand name equivalents of various drugs and medications, as they would be found in different countries. To be informed, learn not only the trade name of the medication you're using, or which has been prescribed for you, but also learn the generic name. From this, you can usually find an equivalent medication in the country to which you've been assigned. If you're traveling with medication, be sure to obtain a letter from your prescribing doctor that explains why you're carrying this medication. This letter should be on your doctor's letterhead paper and should indicate that it was prescribed for you for your own personal use for the treatment of your asthma. This should also, of course, be signed and dated. If your doctor also has a stamp, that would be good too. For some, in certain countries, the stamp or seal provides for them the added feeling of authenticity. If this letter can also be translated into the languages of the country or countries you'll be working in, that would be even better. Be sure that other members of your team know about your asthma in case you have a severe attack and require emergency treatment. In whatever country you're visiting or living for a period of time, be sure you know where to find appropriate health facilities. Know where to find a supply of reliable medications should you need them. If you happen to have a severe attack, know how to get to the nearest health facility that can help you and provide the correct treatment for you. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.